The interior of the scene was painted at Lollard Prison at Lambeth Palace, and the crumbling masonry around the windows and the rusty metal of the shackle that bind Claudio's leg detail the less than desirable conditions. Hunt also painted the lute hanging in the window while at the prison. The lute with its red string is symbolic of lust, but the fact that it is placed in the sunshine rather than the gloom of the cell lessens the negative impact. The petals of apple blossoms scattered on Claudio's cloak on the floor, although not added until 1879, are intended to show that Claudio is willing to compromise his sister to save himself. Claudio and Isabella was begun in 1850 after Hunt received a small advance from the painter Augustus Egg, who, although he belonged to the art group The Clique, who were the sworn enemies of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, was friends with Hunt. Poor reviews of the Pre-Raphaelite paintings in the Royal Academy of 1850 had created financial difficulties for Hunt. He continued to work on the painting for the next several years, finally exhibiting the picture at the Royal Academy of 1853. The painting appeared with a quotation from the play carved into the frame, a device Hunt was to explore in many of his paintings as a way of reinforcing his message. The short notation, Claudio, death is a fearful thing. Isabella, and shameful life a hateful, serves not only to point to the exact moment in the play, but also as a reminder of the underlying moral dilemma of the subject. The ability to bring to life these moments of ambiguity was one of Hunt's greatest achievements. William Holman Hunt's painting, The Awakening Conscience, addresses the common Victorian narrative of the fallen woman. Trapped in a newly decorated interior, Hunt's heroine at first appears to be a stereotype of the age, a young unmarried woman engaged in an illicit liaison with her lover. This is made clear by the fact that she is partially undressed in the presence of a clothed man, and has rings on every finger except her wedding ring finger. However, Hunt offers a new twist on this story. The young woman springs up from her lover's lap. She's reminded of her country roots by the music the man plays. The sheet music to Thomas Moore's Oft in the Stilly Night sits on the piano, causing her to have an awakening prick of conscience. The symbolism of the picture makes her situation as a kept woman clear. The enclosed interior, the cat playing with a bird under the chair, and the man's one discarded glove on the floor all speak to the precarious position the woman finds herself in. However, as she stands up, a ray of light illuminates her from behind, almost like a halo, offering the viewer hope that she may yet find the strength to redeem herself. The theme of the fallen woman was popular in Victorian art, echoing the prevalence of prostitution in Victorian society. Hunt's redemptive message is unusual when compared to other examples of this time. For example, Richard Redgrave's The Outcast of 1851, which shows a young unwed mother and her baby being cast out into the snow by her disgraced father while the rest of the family pleads for mercy. Countless other paintings of the period emphasize the perils of stepping outside the bounds of accepted morality, with the typical conclusion to the story being the woman is ostracized and inevitably suffers a premature death. By contrast, Hunt offers the viewer the hope that the young woman in the painting is truly repentant and can ultimately reclaim her life. The Awakening Conscience is one of the few Pre-Raphaelite paintings to deal with a subject from contemporary life, but it still retains the truth to nature and attention to detail common to the style. The texture of the carpet and the reflection in the mirror behind the girl and the carvings of the furniture all speak to Hunt's unwavering belief that the artist should recreate the scene as closely as possible and paint from direct observation. To do that, he hired a room in the neighborhood of St. John's Wood. The picture was first exhibited in the Royal Academy in 1854, and unfortunately for Hunt, met with mixed reception. While Ruskin praised the attention to detail, many critics disliked the subject of the painting and ignored the more positive spiritual message. For Hunt, the moral of the story was an important element in any of his subjects. He was a deeply religious man and committed to the principles of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood and John Ruskin. In fact, shortly after this painting was completed, Hunt embarked on a journey to the Holy Land, convinced that in order to paint religious subjects, he had to go to the actual source for inspiration. The fact that a journey to the Holy Land was a difficult, expensive, and dangerous journey at the time was immaterial to him. The Awakening Conscience is an unconventional approach to a common subject. Hunt's work reflects the ideals of Christian charity espoused in theory by many Victorians, but not exactly put into practice when dealing with the issue of the fallen woman. While others emphasize the consequences of one's actions as a way of discouraging inappropriate behavior, Hunt maintained that the truly repentant can change their lives.